Chapter 3. The Birthday Party. The next day was Saturday, James's birthday. There was to be a party, a large one, and the Pompadour's dining room was festooned with streamers and balloons. As Marvin and his parents foraged for breakfast under the kitchen table, they listened to the plans. "I don't want those boys eating in the living room," Mrs. Pompadour told James. "Make sure they stay at the table when it's time for the cake." "But Mom," James said, "I can't tell them what to do. They're not even my friends." William banged deafeningly on his high chair tray with a spoon and crowed at James.
"Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah."
From what Marvin could tell, this was the word for James in William's very limited but forceful language.
"What a big boy you are," Mrs. Pompadour crooned,
wiping the baby's face with a washcloth. She turned to James.
"What do you mean they're not your friends? Why, the Fentons live right upstairs. You see Max every day."
James sighed.
"They're very important clients of mine, the Fentons. I've gotten several referrals from them, and, you know, that's the heart of my business, word of mouth."
Below the table, Mama and Papa looked at each other and rolled their eyes.
"So I hope you'll treat Max nicely, dear," Mrs. Pompadour continued.
Mama shook her head, whispering,
"Clients? Will he have a single one of his own friends at the party?" she asked.
"Of course not," Papa replied.
Marvin had seen enough of Mrs. Pompadour's parties to know that his parents were right. Whatever the occasion, the guest list was always a loose assemblage of people she worked with or wanted to work with, and for the entire party, Mrs. Pompadour would float fawningly from one person to the next, confiding self-important tips about the Manhattan real estate market. Mrs. Pompadour plucked William from the high chair and said encouragingly,
"We're having a magician, remember? You know how you love magic, James."
James hesitated.
"Mom, don't you think that's kind of the thing people have at a little kid's party?"
"Nonsense, dear. Everyone loves magicians. They're like clowns."
Marvin personally hated clowns, which he had seen in abundance on television because Mr. Pompadour